Chapter 9.
I know there have been many battles,
Chum had said,
but the one coming might be the most important of all.
The elven steeds cut through the woodland with the ease of a straight path. Ben found himself hanging on for his life. He'd never ridden on a horse so fast, let alone with two people on it in the darkness. It assured him of one thing. The roaming rangers were good company, and he was glad to be among them.
I need one of those horses.
An hour into the ride, they slowed and came to a halt. He squinted in the dimness. Bezog and Shum strolled along at his and Hovind's side. Bezog had a weary look in his violet eyes.
Are you well, Bezog?
Ben asked.
Well enough, just weak.
Bezog grimaced.
This riding jars my legs, but I'll make it. Much better than walking so far.
Brenwar reared his horse around and said,
Why are we stopping for? Time's wasting.
Shum held up his hand and tilted his head, saying,
I heard something.
Over all the riding?
Ben asked.
A moment of quiet, please,
Shum said. The elven roaming rangers sat poised in their saddles like dark statues, unmoving and stony. If he didn't know they were there, he'd probably walk right by them. He noticed Bezog perk up and bend his ear toward the sky.
Am I missing something?
He cupped his ear and closed his eyes. It bothered him the better senses the other races had. They could see better in the dark, hear trickles and scuffles where none could be heard. He continually had to find ways to improvise. A minute went by, maybe two. And when he was about to pull his hand from his ear, he heard something. East, farther down river. A howl, maybe a roar, erupted in the woods. His heart started pounding. It sounded big. Huge, perhaps. Goosebumps rose on his arms.
That's where Naff is,
Brenwar growled.
How do you know?
Ben said.
Only Naff could make something that mad.
Brenwar wheeled his horse around.
And we better get over there before that monster kills him.
Yeah!